Back now with Day to Day. Good news and bad news for Google, the great internet search engine. Yesterday, it reported profits up from a year ago, but not up so much as investors had hoped, and so the company's stock price actually slid, and a lot. We're joined now by Marketplace's Tess Figlin. Tess, what happened?
Well, Alex, Google reported its fourth quarter earnings right after the closing bell, and its net income almost doubled from a year ago to $372 million. Seems like pretty good news, but it wasn't nearly as great as Wall Street was hoping for. So investors have been dumping their shares, wiping out more than $12 billion in shareholder wealth, and that includes $3 billion in losses for the company's two founders. Wall Street was expecting $1.76 a share in earnings. It was actually $1.22.
So why is this such a surprise to analysts and investors?
Because they didn't know it was coming. You will often hear from companies during their earnings calls that they're expecting the next quarter to be better or worse, or they're expecting the year to be better or worse. Google doesn't do that. So investors had no heads up. And I spoke with Standard & Poor's analyst Scott Kessler, and he says that's part of the reason everyone was so surprised by these quarterly results.
Google has indicated repeatedly that they're not overly concerned with quarter-to-quarter results. And that's all well and good for Google, but because their stock trades on exchange, is purchased and sold by investors, and is covered by Wall Street analysts, unfortunately for them, perhaps, they need to, on some level, conform to that reality.
But in fact, on yesterday's conference call, Google's CEO Eric Schmidt reminded investors that the company has a policy of not giving what is called forward guidance, and it's not planning to change that anytime soon. But this is a very clear lesson that it is subject to the Wall Street expectations game, even if it decides not to play along.
But don't a lot of analysts say that there's a problem with this kind of short-term fixation on quarterly numbers, and we'd all be better off if you thought more long-term? Isn't that what Google's doing?
Absolutely, and Google's founders have said repeatedly that they don't look at the quarterly numbers. Some analysts are pointing to very specific reasons for these not as good as expected quarter. There were some tax issues involved, other one-time items. Kessler says that there is a deeper issue that is increased competition from the likes of Yahoo and Microsoft that could affect things over the long term. But remember, Google went public just a year and a half ago, debuted at $85 a share. Now, even after this earnings report, it's hovering just below $400 a share. And there is one analyst who is sticking by his estimate of $600 a share by the end of the year. And later today on Marketplace, we'll look into the decision by Kentucky Derby to accept sponsorship.
Great. Thank you, Tess. Tess Figlin of Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.